And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Governor Pat McCrory is spending a lot of time these days talking about what he calls the Carolina comeback. That's his political slogan for what he describes as the state's economic recovery created by his policy decisions in the last year. McCrory points to the drop in the state unemployment rate as the most prominent evidence that he has turned things around, and he points to the tax reform passed last summer as a primary reason for the success in creating jobs. But the majority of people in the state will pay more taxes this year, while the wealthy will get a big break. And while the unemployment rate has fallen in the last year, job creation inspired by tax cuts has very little to do with it. In fact, the state actually lost 6,000 jobs through November of 2013. The unemployment rate is lower because the labor force itself is smaller, because so many discouraged workers simply gave up looking for a job. McCrory's Carolina comeback is actually nothing of the sort. It's a soundbite, not a real economic recovery, as thousands of struggling families in North Carolina can painfully attest. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.